Today we'll be doing Sif Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Asr Likros Keneged Erva Afilu Shel Ovid Gilulim V'chein Keneged Ervas Katan Asr. One is not permitted to recite Shema when they are in front of Erva, including Erva of a non-Jew and including Erva of a Katan. V'yish Matirin Neged Ervas Katan Kol Zman She'inu Ra'i Leviya. V'chein Eker. The Rama thinks that if you're in front of a Katan who has not yet reached the age where they're halachically able to engage in relations, namely a boy under the age of 9 and a girl under the age of 3, so then it will be permissible to recite Shema in front of their Erva. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yada in when your test tells us, Keneged Erva, Tichsiv ki Hashem Elokecha mishalich bekerav machanecha v'haya machanecha kadosh v'lo yir evicha ervas davar. The Torah says that when you're walking in Hashem's machaneh, you have to preserve the sanctity of the machaneh, and you cannot see an ervas davar. Mikan lomdu chachamim shebechol makom Torah. Whenever we're engaged in things that connect us to Hashem, namely Shema, Shmona Esri, or learning Torah, we must ensure that there is no erva around. One must ensure that there is no erva exposed while he's reciting Shema or Dvarim Shebekdusha, and also a person himself can't be naked at that time because his erva is going to be exposed. Shel Akum, Afal Pi Shenamar Bahem Besar Chamorim Besaram, Ema Kivehima Ba'alma Dame Kamash Malan. The Mishnah Berurah says that although the halacha treats non-Jews in this respect as the flesh of a donkey, Besar Chamorim Besaram, so one might have thought that does not qualify as erva. Kamash Malan, they know even the erva of a non-Jew qualifies as erva. Ervas Katan Ayin Beves Yosef De Lo Chashash L'Dasa Machmirin Rak L'Chachila Avol B'Diavarim Karein Choser V'Korei. If one went ahead and recited Shema in front of the Erev of a Katan, B'Diavad, he does not need to repeat Shema. V'yesh Matirin the katan ba'atzmo yuchal likros kishehu arom ad ben tes shanim. So a katan himself is able to recite Shema while he's naked until he's 9 years old. V'neged ervas ishu mutter rakat sheyagia l'chinuch. But if he's in front of another man who's naked, so he's only allowed to recite Shema until he's higia l'chinuch around the age of 6 or 7. V'ayin m'magen avram v'ayin sibin shin mem gim l'viya. Hainu b'katan ad ben tes shanim uviktan ad bas gimel shanim. So again, for a boy up to the age of 9 or for a girl up to the age of 3, one is permitted to recite Shema in front of their erva. The Magen Avram writes, for these concerns regarding erva being exposed while you're engaged in Dvarim Shebekdusha, he says that when the Mohel is performing the Bris Mila, he should not grab onto the Arla with his hand. The problem is, as many poskim in the Gra specifically points out, is that, you know, it's very difficult for a Mohel to perform the Mila if he's not grabbing onto the Arla, and the Gra thinks it's actually usher to follow the Magen Avram because it could potentially be a serious sakana. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Hei tomorrow.